Hallelujah. Welcome everybody to Driven in Purpose. This is your host, Allison Robinson. Welcome.
Yes.
Hallelujah. I have my amazing sisters with us on today.
Hallelujah.
And we're gonna open up with a little bit of worship.
Yes.
Is that all right?
Hallelujah.
Come on, we're singing.
Yes, God. Yes, God.
I will bless that wonderful name of Jesus.
Jesus.
God that is driven by encouraging, motivating people, enter into his gates with thanksgiving, to his courts with praise. That's what driven means to me, to be driven in God.
Yes, God. To me, driven in purpose, yes, is doing what God commanded me to do. That's what I want to be. I want to be driven. Doing the will of God, walking in the will of God. That's what I want to be.
Amen. Amen. So, y'all, I'm doing in order. If you don't know, so Joanne Tarver is the oldest.
I'm the second.
Then there's Jeanette Thomas. And then now we're going to hear from Ruth Gray. She's down the line.
Yes.
What driven and purpose really means to me, foremost, is the Great Commission of the Gospel, which is to build the kingdom.
Yes, God. Come on, come on.
To build God's kingdom.
Yes, God. Yes,
what
God.
It even says in Romans 8, that we are to go out.
Yes, that's what he said.
And draw on him. So one of those important things to me in driven and purpose is walking in the purpose of God, of drawing souls to the kingdom, that my life emulates the character of Christ, so that people will come to know him, to truly know him through my life lived.
Say it, girl.
So purpose, it looks different for everybody.
Yes, it does.
You are a worshiper.
Yes.
You're also an exhorter.
Yes, mm-hmm.
My sister is, she's gifted in helps.
Yes.
You know, she's one of the ones that organizes a lot of what happens in the family to draw the family together, as well as her gifting of medical. She's a very great supporter, not only in our family, but even in our local ministry, our house of worship. She's one of the people that church members go to.
Yes.
Even in our health. So,
yes.
I mean, she's one of those people that will help the people of God to stay healthy.
And
then, of course, me, you know, I love worship.
Yes.
I'm also an intercessor. And I love people.
Yes,
I'm one of those people that wants to just give myself away for the kingdom. But my greatest desire, and I know God's purpose for us, is to build the kingdom.
To build the kingdom.
So that's through my life surrender to him.
And I think everybody knows what my purpose is.
Yes.
I'm driven in. I am to motivate. My purpose is to motivate people to find what they have been called to do and what God is calling them out to do. Mm-hmm. And my purpose is to bring people together.
Yes, God.
To build the kingdom. It takes all of us to work together to build the kingdom of God. Mm-hmm. And so I want it. And this has been a desire for a while that we've talked about, bringing the sisters together.
Yes.
Since I started Journey to Purpose, to bring, and it was timing, to bring us together in one place.
Yes.
And to let you really know what purpose, what sisterhood looks like in the kingdom. In this present time. Because it's missing. And a lot of people say, oh, I wish I had a family it's like your family.
Yes.
Because we do. We talk. Pretty much every day. Now Ruthie does not. She does not because Ruthie don't know where her phone is.
And can I say this? The Bible lets us know that, you know, it starts at home and it spreads abroad.
Yeah.
And so, you know, and I just want to say, and if anybody's listening to the broadcast or whatever, you have so many families that are broken.
Yeah.
There's so many families that are broken, and we are walking up.
Yes.
We're seen and we're read of men, women, boys, and girls.
Yes.
So what I want to say, to God be the glory for us as sisters and a family that comes together. Ruthie has her personality. Alice has her personality. Jeanette has her personality. I have my personality. And Shanice has her personality. But what it comes together makes a beautiful bouquet of roses and flowers to go out and do what God has commissioned us to do. But it starts here first, where we can get in the kitchen and we can enjoy Jesus. We may get some songs going. We may stomp our feet, and they call me the one that comes in with, hallelujah, I love you. Hallelujah. And I'm like, come on, let's get that. That's crazy. Let's worship it. And that's what family's about.
Yeah.
That's what family's about. It starts here. It starts at home. And if I can encourage families, if there's any brokenness, go mend it.
Yeah.
Command it, because we are in the time and place of the last days. Yes. God wants to draw. Yes. Draw families. Draw people. Draw. And like my sister was saying, walk in epistles. God loves souls. That's what it's all about. That's what it's all about.
And we know that the Bible tells us to present your body.
Living.
A living sacrifice.
Say it out.
And acceptable. Yes. So this is your reasonable service.
Unto
this
God.
Is just unto yes. God. This is just yes. what we're supposed yes. to do.
Oh my God, I feel
and up. I believe that. Yes. And you know, sometimes I said, Lord, our family has been set apart.
Yes.
It has. We have been set apart yes. for a reason.
Yes.
That people can see how God really can operate.
Yes, He can.
In situations. So yes. a lot of people see us now yes. and they see how we look.
But they don't know
now,
they don't know
but they
story.
Really don't know the story yes. behind where we're at yes. and where we're walking yes. in now. And I'm really Amen. Trying to wait on my sister Shanice. We're trying to wait on our sister. But you guys, there's so much within this family.
That's right. That, see,
like
see,
our
see.
Dad. Our dad, Moses Echoes, he's going on home to be yes. the Lord.
Yes.
But the journey with that growing process. Up, uh-huh. the process with mm-hmm. that, mm-hmm. nobody really, really knew. Mm-hmm. Exactly what went on in the home.
That's right.
Not to the magnitude,
not to the magnitude of what yes. went in the home yes. or what we dealt with as children yes, growing up. Mm-hmm. But we had a mom,
yes,
amen, that was a prayer warrior.
Yes.
She went into her yes, prayer closet and she stayed in there yeah. until God brought about mm-hmm. changes. Mm-hmm. We don't want to do that no more.
No.
We don't want to go
Stop
before God.
That. Yes.
And stay before yes. him until we see changes.
Amen. Amen.
But we are a family that can show you how prayer does work.
It does. Yes.
And prayer yes. does bring about changes.
It's our first line of defense.
Yes, right. That's
prayer
right.
is always. God yes. says we are yes. to pray without ceasing.
Yes.
One of the things I feel with this season of life, which mm-hmm. is the last days, I feel like, you know, we sort of become disconnected with what the Word of God has positioned us to
say it's in now.
As believers, as born-again believers, we use, you know, our circumstances
oh, yes.
to push us into a mindset where we forget about God
yeah.
and what He's called us to do. We let trauma,
yes,
we let, and those things that happen in our life push us out of what the Word has told us to
That's
do.
Right.
I was
right.
dealing with a young lady just recently. We were braiding hair. And yes. at that time of braiding hair, we were talking about just, you know, fellowshipping with right. fellow saints. And she saw somebody that she didn't, in a picture we were showing. And it brought up stuff in her heart.
Yes.
That mm-hmm. was, I'm wounded, mm-hmm. I'm hurt,
mm-hmm.
I'm broken.
Mm-hmm.
And we delivered the Word of God. What does the Word of God say?
Yes.
Even with your enemies.
Yes.
How are we to treat them?
Well, how are we
to love them?
Yes.
Say to love them.
Yes.
Despite the ministry.
Yes.
You
right.
have to be a doer of that word.
That's
yes. You got to be a doer.
Yes.
And what we found in our life as children, watching our mother, watching my sister Joanne, because she
yes.
brought the gospel back to the home,
yeah.
the truth of being
Thank
baptized
yes,
in Jesus' name,
yes,
being filled with the
yes,
Holy Ghost. And
you
saw the change
yeah,
in her.
Yeah, yeah.
You saw that
yes,
realness
God.
In
yes,
her.
God.
And it sparked in my mom. And
yeah.
from my mom to my sister. Me and my sister Jeanette got ordained about
Amen.
The same time, and on down the,
yes,
the line.
Yes,
the Lord saw
on down the line.
We saw the power of God's word when we come and we humble ourselves to obey the word of
yes,
God.
Yes, come on, girl, come on.
We saw the realness
yes,
of God.
Yes,
it didn't mean our situations changed.
That's right.
But we saw God.
Yes,
we saw Him show
yes.
up
yes.
when we were
yes.
hungry.
Yes,
He
yes.
He. Was the one that provided.
Yes.
Somebody would come
yes.
to the door and bring us food.
Yes.
yes.
We saw God.
Always.
We saw God.
Always.
So
always.
I thank God
always.
Because the word came.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We heard the word.
Yes.
And we became doers of
yes.
the word.
Yes.
And as we've grown older,
woo,
I'm hoping we've matured greater in that truth. So my encouragement to
yes,
even those that may be listening,
yes.
we don't, it's not contingent on what we feel.
Yeah,
I tell our
right.
church, our
come on,
church,
come on, come
in Paul,
on.
The same thing. It's not contingent on how you feel.
Mm-hmm.
It really is.
That's right.
It really
right.
doesn't matter. It's,
it doesn't.
Our tears don't move God.
It know? Doesn't.
Even though He's touched by the feelings of our infirmities,
but it doesn't.
He gets us.
Can't change it.
But He hastens over His word
yes,
to perform
self.
It.
Amen.
And if
Amen.
We find ourselves doing the word
Amen.
In every given situation,
Amen.
Whether we're hurting because somebody hurt us,
yes,
whether we're in a situation where we feel like we're alone, God says, you know, we're not alone. Whatever it is, we have to take that word and really walk it out.
And not saying that we're perfect. Not saying that, but the perfected one that lives down on the inside perfects us.
Yes.
He perfects us.
Yes.
He helps us in times when we may be struggling or maybe when we hate somebody. Mm-hmm. We can go to God and say, you know what? I don't like that person, God. But God will come. Hey, he'll come in and he'll change it. He tells us that if we just walk in the word, if we just trust the word, if we abide in the word, he said, if we abide in him, he will abide in us. Yeah. That's the word. That's written. Man shall not live by bread alone, but every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. So it's all about him.
And what we learned also is that our situation does not dictate our purpose.
It does not
dictate our worship.
We always
I know how much I need.
I always
so people asked us questions after our dad died.
Yes.
And we laid him to rest. But what we did is we got up Sunday morning
and we praised him.
And we went on
and continued to
concern.
There was victory.
Yes.
Even though there were tears, there was victory. We know where our father was.
Yes.
We grew up in the same house.
Yes.
The alcoholism.
And through the journey.
But
yes,
we saw the change. It wasn't what I saw in my father. I saw the realness of God.
The realness.
It was not.
We knew.
We
knew how he would come in.
We knew that
was a change. That's all it is. A wonderful change.
It was real.
That's why
I'm like, I can't deny Jesus. God.
Yes.
I can't deny him because I've seen him
so much in my life.
I've got to know him through the
Yes. And even in the death of my grandbaby, Triana was 19 years old. And she was viciously stabbed in her heart.
Yeah.
It was deliberate. The young lady wanted to kill her.
Yeah.
To really kill her. And she did kill her.
Yeah.
But God, we got the call that she was gone.
Mm.
She was gone. Mm. And even in that, the scream dropping to the floor, but yet a praise.
Yet praise.
Because I knew that even though that wasn't God's plan, because we know the devil is busy.
Yeah.
We know the devil comes to kill, to steal, and destroy. But God kept us through it. But in the process of it all, I see young people changing. I see young people turning around because the media and peer pressure and all those things is real.
Mm-hmm.
It's real. And so God used the death of my grandbaby to bring about some changes, and not just for her, for us, because it's a yet praise.
Yeah,
are you yet going to praise him when everything is just falling? Are you going to, God's saying, are you going to have a yet praise?
Yeah.
Not when everything's going good, not when everything is perfect, but are you going to yet praise me?
Mm-hmm.
But in it, he will perfect you and bring you out.
Yeah.
Yes, he will.
Even going through my divorce, I said the enemy was trying to attack me and take me out,
mm-hmm.
but yet God, he brought me through it, and I give him praise.
Yeah. Ooh, hallelujah.
I'm telling you, I could have been dead and gone.
Yes,
yet God kept me, and I praise him for that.
Yes.
I do, I praise
him.
And we don't like to talk about the hidden things.
The hidden things, amen.
But
amen.
That's how we allow people to overcome when God has brought us out of something.
Yes.
That's how we encourage somebody
else in the Lord. That's it.
And so our family, I do believe God uses our family as a way of encouraging others.
I thank God for that. Amen.
And this is a life lived.
Yeah.
It is a life lived. So when we're talking about the goodness of God, when you see Ruthie don't change.
No.
She gonna be the same in church. That's your outside of church. Same with Jeanette, Joanne. We're not going to change who we are. Our life that we live is Christ.
Yes.
It is Christ. We know through our life experience, we know the only person that we can call on, that we can depend on, that we can trust is the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Because
Amen.
If we, we can't tell you the whole story, but if we just tell you a little bit of the story, we've seen how God
operated in our lives through situations that would have probably caused other people to quit, to lose their minds, to commit suicide.
Yes.
But we saw God's hand strategically.
We saw love.
Yes, his love.
He said, with love
and
kindness.
That's the key to love. I remember a time I got in trouble.
Yes, I do too.
And that came through us said, okay, God, we trust you. Trust you in everything that you're doing. We didn't disconnect, God, from any areas of our lives. We were not perfect. So not perfect. But we knew who Christ was.
We
knew that, okay, the only person that's going to fix this situation is God. Is God. So when we saw our dad, now our dad was, we did some stuff as kids.
We did some stuff as kids.
Because our dad was an alcoholic. He was.
We put beer out.
Yes, we put roaches in his beer.
Put Pepsi in his beer.
We did everything. We tried to stop it.
And that's what we do. That's what we do. Even being saved, sometimes we try to see situations. And God will let you stew long enough till you get tired. And you surrender. And you surrender. And that's why we go through tests and trials. That's why we go through life's journey. God knew we were going to go through what we went through with the alcoholic father. And my mom used to always say, whatever you desire of the Lord, you ask. There we was taught prayer. Because you have to go in prayer to ask the Lord Jesus Christ, because he said we have not because we ask not. So through the journey of as we sit here, and tell you about our life journey, because it's a lot. But when you sit and you see us, it's because of the goodness of the Lord. It was a journey of tests and trials, and even some of us, even in marriage situations, broken marriages, but God kept us. He kept us. And even through children that were on drugs, I have two sons. God kept us. And so the journey is, don't curse your crisis.
Don't curse your crisis.
Because hallelujah, it will lead you to a path of abundance to God.
Even going through the crisis of my daughter, diagnosed with breast cancer.
I knew
that God was going to work it. Boy, it sunk so deep. And I said, Lord, let it be me, not her.
Yes.
Let it be me.
But when Christ is really in you,
Jesus,
it'll provoke you to love.
Yes.
It'll provoke you to love.
That
conviction
of the Holy Ghost. He'll rescue us out of things.
Yes.
Sometimes he will.
Sometimes he will.
And sometimes,
yeah, come on,
he changes the things that we're going through. He'll change things around.
Come on.
But let him do it. Let him choose. Let him choose.
Let him.
Do we trust God enough to let him choose?
Yes.
I like that. Let go and let God. Mm-hmm. Because he knows what's best.
Right? He knows.
And if we really say we love God.
Yes.
Do you love him?
Yes, God.
Do you love him?
Yes, God.
The Lord says, if we love him, we're going to keep his sayings. We're going to keep his commandments. Keep his sayings.
Amen.
If we truly love him,
if we truly
we're going to trust him through the word. We're going to hold this up and be a doer of it. And that's what we're saying today. That's what we are saying. That's what I'm saying.
That's what I'm saying.
That I will trust God's word.
Yes.
In any given situation.
Yes.
In my marriage, when my marriage wasn't going right.
Come on.
And it wasn't, I knew that what the devil was coming to do.
Yes.
He was coming to steal, kill, and destroy. And if he had his way, he would have done that.
He
really would have. Mm-hmm. But I gave up my marriage to God.
Yes, God.
What did that look like to me? Is I stopped trying to figure it out. Trying to work it out on my own.
Yes.
And everything that happened during that time of crisis in my marriage.
Yes,
everything that happened during that crisis. I found out what the word of God did.
Yes, God.
When my husband was acting foolish and he wasn't wanting me to feed him certain things,
God.
I was like, well, I'm not going to feed you. That's what the flesh wants to do.
Yes, you got the attitude.
But
yes.
What the word of God
I was in the house. I was in the house. Woo!
The word of God told me to do as a wife, I did that.
Yes.
I fed him. I took care of him.
Yes.
I chose what was right to do.
Yes.
As I surrendered, I mean, there's so much I can tell you.
Got rid of that thinking, thinking, then you girl.
As
but
I,
she kept her mouth off.
I did. I kept my mouth off.
She kept her mouth off.
She put her knees on.
And I put prayer on it.
Yeah,
I really did. And as I gave it to God, and I let him deal with it, God changed it.
Yeah, yeah.
And I wish my husband was here to tell his side of the testimony. But the words God would give me, they would be like fire.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Because I was walking in the words.
Yes.
I had died.
Yes.
You know, I crucified my flesh.
Yes, come on, girl.
I really did.
Yes.
I gave up to God and watched God change it.
Right.
And as I would, God would give me the words to say, as God would tell me
what to do,
I felt God's anointing on my life.
Yes, hallelujah, hallelujah.
The words that came forth were like fire.
Yes.
And he said he saw... On his side of that experience, he saw the power of God. He said, "You look so much greater than what I was experiencing."
Yes.
He thought he was right, and I was wrong. Yes. But as God began to reveal, wow, the power of God came.
Yes.
When we lost a loved one, our daughter, I experienced him
yes.
to be a comforter,
a waymaker.
To be the God that will comfort us in our times of going through, and give me back something even more beautiful, because I held on to him. And God showed me in a dream, even as I went through that loss, I saw God revealed to me. Even he said he was going to give me my heart's desire.
Yes.
Because I cast that care, that longing, that wrenching heart hurt upon the Lord.
Yes.
And as I continue to serve him, as I continue to worship him, as I continue to follow him, God gave me back, oh my God, such a beautiful, I felt like I was Job in that time.
Yes.
That he gave me so much more than even though I don't necessarily negate, you know, my daughter, Maya, that she's gone.
Right.
I miss her to this day, but I know I'll see her again.
Yes, right.
But I thank God because God gave me even something more, not so much more beautiful, but beautiful.
Yes.
Beautiful through that experience. Yes. He gave us another daughter.
Yes.
And that daughter, oh my gosh, she's been a blessing in our lives. All our children have.
Yes.
But I thank God because he's been that peace. He's been that God that knows our heart's desire.
He does.
He knows us.
He does.
And he will give you that heart desire. Yes. But your heart has to be for him first.
Yes.
It has to pursue him with all
And I think, and that's where a lot of us have a problem with, is because we want things to be done by God. But we want him to do it. But we want him to do it on our terms.
Yes.
And God is never ever going to do anything on our terms.
Yes.
Because he knows what's best for us.
So I say this a lot. God, I want your will to be done, but I want you to do it the way I want you to do it.
Yes, right.
He's not going to do it that way. But if we turn our hearts toward God, and that's what my sister Ruth was talking about. Because she turned
her heart
toward God.
It is.
And Lord, yes, it's hurting me, but I trust you even in the hurt, even in the pain.
Yes.
I trust you that you know what's best
and all
that's for
beautiful
me.
Beautiful when you do.
Yep, and when you get there, because even when my husband passed, I couldn't write my name. I couldn't spell, I couldn't do anything. But what I kept saying, Lord, I bless your name.
Yes.
I bless your name because whatever you do concerning me is well.
Right.
And some people might find that hard, but I know who God is.
That's right.
I know, and the Lord has to remind me, he wasn't yours
to begin with.
He belonged to me.
Amen.
So why? Don't ever get mad at God for taking something that already belonged to him, because he just loaned it to
you
for a little while.
Yes.
But what I did say in the storm, I just lifted my hands and I said, Lord, I bless your name. I bless your name. And peace
is not the dream on how you feel.
It's not. And I tell people my worship and my praise is not contingent on the way I feel.
That's right. If you do, you will never lift your hands.
No, because we like a roller coaster. Some of us live on a roller coaster, a natural roller coaster.
Yes.
We up today
and
down tomorrow, where there's no balance. Mm-hmm. But when you say, okay, God, regardless of my situation, regardless of my circumstances, I'm still going to bless your name. I'm still going to praise you. I'm still going to worship you. That's how this, I'm going to say the sisters and my brothers, some of the brothers.
Yes, brothers.
Because not all of our siblings are saved, but they know who Christ is.
Right.
Right.
And we're not going to change, but I'm so grateful that the girls,
That's right.
We know the love of God. All of us have seen it. Even the boys, they have seen the love of God. They have seen God's hand move and extend. They cannot, and that's what I love. Y'all didn't hear me. They cannot deny how God has moved and how God has holding them accountable for the life that they live and the life that they're living now. So I'm grateful for my sisters because I told y'all we got some powerful. I got some powerful sisters. And it's a blessing because so many don't have a family that's saved. Because when we come together on Thanksgiving,
thank you, Lord,
which is coming up.
Y'all
hear all the glow. We come together on Thanksgiving. So we are already a very large family. We are a very large family, but we have extended.
We
have extended family.
And we pray. I'm sorry.
No, you go. Come
we, on, we pray that as anybody that's listening to this, we pray that it will draw you to get closer to the Lord.
Yeah.
If your families are broken, that you would go and allow God to heal the men. And we pray that if there's somebody struggling with issues, marriage broken, hurt, struggling with drugs, loss, we pray that you will see that there is a greater help for you, which is the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes. Yes.
So we admonish. We just don't want to sit here and talk about us. We want somebody to be encouraged to know and see this man called Jesus.
Yes.
He's the greater. He can do what nobody else can do.
Yes.
So as I sit here, my heart is for those that are broken, those that are wounded, somebody that's listening, that may be contemplating suicide, or somebody that's families is all jacked up, messed up. You be that first one.
Yes.
You be that first one. You be that first one to reach out.
Yes.
Reach out and touch somebody, even if it's a hug. They might not accept it right away, but I promise you didn't set a scene. You didn't set a scene.
Hallelujah. Because I tell you, if we could save the whole universe,
boy,
wouldn't that be awesome?
Well, we can. It's out of our hands.
And I want you to understand, we're not just talking about ourselves. We want to recognize that the situations that we all have been through something similar, but God has brought us out.
Yes, he has.
And he continues to bring us out. So what we're trying to tell
you, through our struggles,
God is able to deliver you out of whatever you're in. You got to do is call on him.
That's it.
He said, if you call me, I will answer. So if you call on the name of the Lord, he's not going to turn a deaf ear to you. He will hear you when you call on the name of the Lord. So we're not just talking, we're sharing our testimonies of victory.
This journey,
I would not have been able, and I believe my sisters will say the same, there would be no way that I would have made it to where I'm in now if it had not been for Christ.
You better say it. purpose is. Tell them what your purpose is. What is your purpose?
And then your sister Ruthie really backed it up. So go ahead.
What your purpose is.
And your it's purpose. What you it's not geared to anyone. It's just what you are geared to.
Yeah. You playing that,
what's
that instrument you was playing and all that good stuff?
You make music for them?
Oh, I just got the
trombone. Yeah. I mean, that's a trombone. You had that too.
Three
of us
played that trombone.
Oh, well, you played it too. Well, you see that? You got music in your body. It's one of your purposes. And you can sing too. You can tell I'm the oldest.
No, she did not. No, she just threw it. She just threw it.
Well, you think me. That's all right, okay. God's making you better.
It's all right.
It's all good. Yeah, I am the oldest.
My baby sister did not like
it. You don't like to talk? Okay. There's your. She's the type of person that doesn't. Yeah. She doesn't like to be seen. And that's a part of a gifting too. Is working behind the scenes, doing. Because I know for a fact when we call on her, she said, "I got you." And so she's very gifted. But she's. I'm the one that does all the talking. So y'all tell.
Y'all tell.
I do all the talking. But we thank God.
in the house.
Yes, we only had one bathroom.
And three rooms.
But that
So the boys had one room. Remember that? Yeah, yeah. Filled them bunk beds. He built beds into the wall. And yeah. Lift the chain and hook the bed up. Yes. And then they And them boys stayed in the back in that bedroom. Wow. And then with Dan, Jeanette had a room to themselves for a minute.
Well, after Joanne
left, and then Mom and Dad put me and Shanice out. Because Sean slept, I moved over to you because I was a little older, just a little. So I moved over to the big girl's room. Sean was still left in Mom and Dad's room sleeping on the coffee table.
Yes.
Y'all just don't know.
She had a
pallet on
it. It wasn't the plain coffee.
It wasn't the plain coffee.
We put blankets on. You slept good, don't they?
Yes, I did.
We made through the journey, through the test, and the trial. Look at what God's done.
We had joy.
We did.
In the midst of
all of that. And we couldn't wait to Christmas or whatever. We didn't have
it. Was no.
But
God always coming home.
Yeah.
You
know where I asked the food. And I used to laugh. I used to laugh. But me and Sean, we thought, oh, I don't know. But that's okay. So we always thought Santa Claus. We had made our little Christmas gifts. Mm-hmm. And I wanted a certain dial. And I was like, I'm going to get that dial. Santa Claus going to bring it. Christmas came. I'm going to get that dial. Me and Sean went in the room and we had to talk. So then we understood. But when we got one, so 1 year, I finally got the dial at home. The ballerina. Remember that ballerina? You push her down and she's getting around. I was so happy about that dial. And here come the twins. Kim Kirk. I'm gonna comb her hair.
Yeah, thank you.
And I got it on Christmas Day. And it was Christmas Day. And one of them twins, I can't remember which one, it's all talking, they gonna comb that baby down head. Broke the leg off. the heavy duty
Yeah.
But I'm gonna tell you what, when I was serious, Dad, this And he said he was determined to go to Roosevelt's game. And you know what? We went to every game that he had in Bluffton. Yeah. And that day proved to me, we got a dad. Problem is we talking and we're not listening.
Yeah.
And you're asking God for all mm-hmm. these answers mm-hmm. to your question. But yeah. if you just stop talking, mm-hmm. then he may answer.
He will.
You may not like the answer yeah, that you're going to get. Right. But he's always going to come. God never keeps anything a secret.
He doesn't.
He wants to reveal everything
that's
to
his desire
you.
To give
yes. yes. Just listen. Yeah. Stop talking.
Stop talking.
And listen. Stop dropping prayer. Stop dropping prayer. Mm-hmm. And listen yes. to the voice of the Lord. Yes. Because he'll yes. make it plain.
Yes.
He'll make it clear.
Hallelujah.
He doesn't do anything to bring confusion.
Won't he work it out?
But he'll work it out every yes. single out. Time.
And I love when just trust him.
You better
yeah.
say it,
sis.
I love it.
I love
it. I love you. So we're entering into the holiday season. And a lot of times, so we as a family,
yes.
we come together yes. every Thanksgiving. And we, my brother Tom, Joanne lost the
Her privilege
got revoked. For Thanksgiving prayer.
Yeah, because I prayed too long. They want to eat. Joanne will take it in church. And he knows about everything that we're going through. So I admonish you. you to look to the Lord, who's the author and the finisher of your faith. And remember that we are going to leave here. I don't care who we are, we're going to leave here, either by caught up in the air or by in death, in a coffin or whatever. But God is still faithful.
I'm grateful. I am. So proud of my sister, Alice Rivers. Yes, I am. And I love my sisters. I thank God that they're safe. And there's somebody that you can talk to.
Yes,
you know what I mean? At any given
and
time.
It's safe. And it's safe.
Yes. You can tell them anything. It's safe. Yes, and I'm grateful for that. Because a lot of people don't have that. I mean, I talk to some friends and they say, oh, I wish I had family like your family. But it's because of the grace of God. God keeps us.
Yes.
And I admonish people to get to know who Jesus Christ is.
Yes.
Because he is coming. He is so coming. Hallelujah. Yes, he's coming. And I want to have him say to me, well done, my good and
faithful.
I want to see his face. So my desire is not to give up. It's to continue to live for Jesus Christ.
Amen.
That's who I want to do. That's who I want to see.
I am truly grateful for just this time of fellowship, of reminiscing, and uplifting of the Lord Jesus. He truly is my love.
Yes.
And he will always be my love.
Yes.
I thank God for just his mercy and his grace. I thank God for the upbringing that we didn't have.
Yes.
You know, I don't hate the fact that we went through what we went through.
No.
But I know it was for our benefit.
Yes.
But I got to learn about the love of God, the things that we have and I thank God for that.
Mm-hmm.
And I thank God that it's given us the opportunity. It's given us the opportunity to be the light and the witness. Everybody that comes across our
street,
we see
what
has been deposited in us is
say it
poured out.
Yes,
and it's drawn.
Yes.
That great commission is drawn.
Hallelujah.
Men unto the Lord. So I thank God for just the privilege to be a part of this.
You better say it.
I'm so grateful.
Amen. Amen. That's the Lord says. Yes. I'm overcome by the word.
You are overcome.
Come on, girl. Yes. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on.
If I can do it, you can do
don't you want to go?
I love them. Yeah.
But what we want to know is God can keep you. He can keep you in whatever situation you invite him in. Amen. Let God be the center. Let him be your anchor. Amen. Run to him because he is calling you. And he's coming back. And he's coming back for prepared people that have made themselves ready. Amen. We want to encourage you on today to find your purpose in God. Don't allow anybody or anyone to keep you from reaching your destiny in God. Yeah. He's calling to you. Listen to his voice. Run after him.
Yes. Come on.
He's standing with his arms wide open. Just waiting on you to come to him. You guys, I'm so grateful that you joined us here in Driven in Purpose. Please, when you see this video or you're watching it, please like it, share it, and follow it. And if you want to seed into this ministry, the information is at the bottom of the screen.
Yes,
and I want to encourage you again, find your purpose in God.
Yes.
And like I always say, let's get it and let's go. God bless you.